Headlines recently confirming that avian flu cases continue to spread around the globe and here in Canada. Is this something we should be concerned about? We're going to chat with our next guest about that. Welcoming to the show, Harris Ali. He's a sociology professor at Toronto's York University who does research in infectious disease. Good afternoon, Professor Ali. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Steph.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time to join us. I think particularly, you know, of course, since March 2020, we're all a little bit more on alert when we see something kind of infectious disease or flu. So can you give us the lowdown? What is the avian flu? I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it, but we're not quite clear as to what it is.
Yeah, well, avian flu is basically a very common type of a flu virus that's found in wild marine birds like ducks, geese, swans, and gulls. And it circulates amongst that bird population. And basically, you know, it's related very close to the seasonal influenza that everyone knows about. Virologically, it's very similar, right? And this virus pretty much affects only birds for the most part. And in some rare instances, it jumps to humans or other animals. But what most people are afraid of is that when the virus jumps from these sort of aquatic birds into like poultry, like ducks, turkeys, chickens, because, you know, they become quite sick, these types of poultry birds. And, you know, that becomes a concern for farmers and such and for food production.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where, you know, we start to see these headlines, right? And that's when people go, wait a minute, should I be changing my dietary habits? Now, you mentioned it's commonly found in marine animals. And so you said sometimes,
marine birds.
So you said sometimes it can spread to those more domesticated animals. Are there any, do we know why that might be?
I'm not the technical person, but it must be, you know, that they're both from the bird families, right? So somehow it's able to penetrate the systems in a much more effective way, right?
Yeah, and so those birds are presumably, I guess, flying around or somehow become nearby the farmed animals?
Yeah, so the transmission basically is these aquatic birds, you know, like all birds, they have their droppings and they have their mucus and saliva. And sometimes this ends up in the droplets that go into the air or into the dust. And especially if, you know, the bird scratches or shakes its head or flaps its wings, and then the virus goes into the air and these other farmed birds inhale it, or, you know, or it could even be a human being who inhales it. And, you know, also these bird droppings and mucus and saliva can go on things like surfaces, such as on cages and tractors, other farm equipment. And then when people touch this, they contaminate themselves, obviously. And if they touch their eyes, mouth, or nose, then the virus is an entry point into the body, right? And this is in the rare cases when people do get sick, right?
And how do they get sick, Professor Ali? Is it like a flu that we're familiar with, or are there other symptoms?
Yeah, Steph, it's basically identical to sort of, you know, the seasonal flu. The symptoms are the same. Usually the seriousness is the same. And also the treatment is the same as seasonal flu. The prescribed drug medications that the doctor gives for just the regular flu is what you would also take for this avian flu. You have the misfortune of getting this virus.
And with some of these outbreaks being confirmed at different farms, what do the farmers do about the outbreaks? Is it, you know, like we do, just sort of like resting in extra fluids for the poultry, or is there some kind of medication that they give the flock?
Yeah, well, it's a real serious issue if the flock of these poultry or chickens get the virus, because it spreads so easily and quickly. Right. And so, unfortunately, one of the key ways they deal with trying to halt this fast spread of the virus is to cull the population, which is to kill the population. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but they really are forced to do that. Otherwise, it just spreads so rampantly through the the animals that they have, right? In terms of the human risk, you know, it's the usual, make sure that your hands are washed properly, wash the surfaces of the farm equipment, right? If you can, avoid direct contact with the poultry.
So do you see this as a serious risk, you know, as we see, you know, more confirmed outbreaks around the globe and in Canada? Would there be an increased risk to humans, whether it be, you know, incidentally consuming one of these animals that had the virus or just being near the virus by happenstance?
Yeah, I don't think it should be an issue of concern for most of us. I mean, most of us aren't living on a farm or touching these sorts of birds, or nor are we in direct contact with them in any shape or form. And in terms of consumption, I mean, any sort of cooking of the poultry, it will kill the virus. So that you don't get the virus from eating contaminated food. It won't be contaminated. The virus will be killed. Right now, right, it's only passed from the birds to the people. It's not passed from person to person, right? So, I mean, it becomes obviously a more serious situation if it goes from person to person, but now it's just birds to people. So that limits the risk as well, right? And then furthermore, you know, as I said previously, the way to treat this ailment coming from the virus is the usual prescribed medication. So all this points to sort of, you know, I don't think we need to be that much concerned about it.
Okay, that's good to know. We don't like seeing infectious disease in the headlines, and certainly avian flu has been, I think a lot of movies are made about that particular flu, so I always appreciate when we can get someone to break down the facts from the fiction. Professor Ali, you've done that well this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Steph, take it easy. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Professor Harris Ali. He's a sociology professor at Toronto's York University, a researcher in infectious disease.